Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
In the headlines this lunchtime, commuters react to chain ferry prices.
I don't think people will feel quite so pleased about coming over to Waitrose. It's not clear to me that it's altogether necessarily a good idea. I don't know how much revenue it'll make.
Body found in search for missing seven-year-old.
At the end of the day, it's a child that's missing. I've got a child. You'd expect everybody to come together and be out together searching for a kid, really.
Man led to safety after East Cowes fire and Stuttgart Ballet coming to the island.
They're all from various different places. You've got a guy from the Philippines, some dancers from Slovakia.
These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight today with John Weeks.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. Today marks the start of charges for foot passengers and cyclists using the floating bridge for the first time since 1992. There's now a 40p return charge to travel between East Cowes and Cowes, despite protests like this last October.
No tax to walk! No tax to walk! No tax to walk!
Previous charges for foot passengers were abandoned in favour of higher fees for motorists. The Isle of Wight Council says it needs to raise funds, but campaigners have called it a tax on the towns, arguing the service already runs at a profit. These people are among those who'll have to pay.
Don't mind, it's all right. They need to pay for a new one, don't they, I think. So, yeah, it's all right. If it improves the service, it will be. Brilliant. As long as I can do it quickly, get people across quickly.
That's all we've been moaning about since we've been waiting for the bridge. We don't use it very frequently, but I think it's ridiculous.
I work at Red Funnel, so I will be using it quite a bit, but it's just what you got to do, isn't it? I don't know.
But it's ridiculous. I think when you... If you've got to get 40p out, you've got to go and get £10 note out to just come across the floating bridge. It's ridiculous.
I always thought it was pretty good anyway. It was free, if I'm going to be honest about it. Yeah, so I don't see it's a real problem. I can imagine people who live here who've never paid anything for it, they're not going to be very happy.
A smart card system for the floating bridge will be rolled out later this year.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Police searching for a missing seven-year-old in South Yorkshire say they found a body. Conley Thompson went to a park in Barnsley to play with friends yesterday, but didn't return home by 8 o'clock as he was supposed to. Locals have been helping search for him overnight, but Sky's Gerard Tubbs at a nearby building site where the discovery was made.
Suddenly work stopped. That was when the police moved in. They sealed this road off. There were more than a dozen police vehicles here earlier this morning and more have arrived since.
A man has been led to safety after a fire at a house in East Cowes. The Isle of Wight's Fire and Rescue Service was called to Clarence Road just after 9:30 last night. Four firefighters wearing breathing apparatus tackled the flames in the ground floor living room of the property. A man and a woman were taken to A&E, according to the Isle of Wight's Ambulance Service.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Stars, including Oprah Winfrey and Missy Elliott, have been paying tributes to Bobby Christina Brown. The 22-year-old, who was the daughter of late singer Whitney Houston, was found unresponsive in a bath in Atlanta in January. She'd been in a coma ever since. Caroline Frost, entertainment editor for the Huffington Post, says Bobby was trying to get her own music career started and always had a passion for it.
She did record with Whitney. She recorded Little Drummer Boy back in the 90s. Whitney always used to like bringing her daughter out onto stage and they would sing together and they'd have great fun together. Huge close bond between them.
Earnings at the owners of Alton Towers could be reduced by up to £47 million this year because of the major accidents at the theme park last month. A number of people suffered serious injuries when two cars on the Smiler ride collided. The Labour Party's suspended Lord Sewell, the peer accused of drug taking in the company of prostitutes. He was still a member despite giving up the party whip to become the Lord's deputy speaker, a post he's now quit. The broadcasting watchdogs cleared Top Gear over an episode where Jeremy Clarkson held up a sign with the word pikey on it. The BBC insisted it meant cheap and wasn't an insult to the traveller community.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
More local news this afternoon. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are expected across the Isle of Wight today. The Met Office has issued a yellow warning for strong southwesterly winds. The weather warning is in force until 9 p.m. tonight. Hover Travel a warning of possible delays. Roads in Newport are getting an upgrade. Myland Roads start work at Shide Road today, but it won't be done during the morning and evening rush hours. Meanwhile, Long Lane will be resurfaced from next Monday, and work will be carried out overnight.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, this lunchtime, an islander who's based in Germany with the Stuttgart Ballet will be performing at Medina Theatre this weekend to raise money for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. Robert Robinson's behind the second annual gala. Last year, the event raised over £4,000. His grandfather died at the hospice, and Robert initially came up with the idea, roping in friends from other international ballet companies to say thank you for the care he was given. This time, he's convinced even more people will join him on stage.
They're all from various different places. You've got a guy from the Philippines, some dancers from Slovakia. They're all based in like a certain company. So we've got Hamburg that are coming. We've got a girl that was actually at the Royal Ballet that's coming down, and she's from Portugal.
The gala is on this weekend at Medina Theatre, and there's more online. Also on our news pages online, you can read about the anti-bullying ebook written by young islanders and find out how you can become a retained firefighter. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Now here's the business news.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
Pension savers are being warned about the danger of fraudsters trying to trick them out of their lifetime savings. They're being urged by the government, regulators and financial services bodies to arm themselves with information so they can recognise the hallmarks of scams. Some criminals are using new freedom rules as an opportunity to trick people out of their money. Consumers are more confident about their finances than they have been for at least 4.5 years. A report suggests those with children who've left home are even more positive. There's also been an increase in the number of people saying they now have some disposable income. And business deals worth more than £750 million will be sealed during David Cameron's four-day tour of Southeast Asia. The Prime Minister is in Indonesia with a group of business leaders from across the UK. He says the trade mission will boost economic links with a part of the world that Downing Street believes has untapped potential for Britain.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report
is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport.